My family was already, both sides of my family was already in the United States on the Lower East Side in New York. My great-grandparents came with their six children. My grandmother was one of the six children. They couldn't speak the language. They had no money. They had limited skills. The only thing they had when they came to this country was a dream. And that dream was that their children and their children's children would have a better life here in the United States than they had where they came from. I often think of myself as my grandparents' American dream, but I'm quite certain that in their wildest dreams, they never could have imagined that they'd have a granddaughter who was a member of the United States Congress. This is a remarkable country. I always wanted to be in public service, to do public service, to be in elected office, for two reasons. One is to give something back, pay forward, give something back to this country for having taken my family in, and not only giving us a chance to survive, which we did, but to thrive, which we certainly have. The other thing, as I grew up hearing stories about what life was like where they came from. Mm-hmm. And being an active member of all the Jewish youth groups, learning about the Holocaust and recognizing the horror of it. And for me, public service was a way of ensuring that what happened to our people two generations ago could never happen again, that I would be in a position to make sure it didn't happen again. Mm-hmm. So for me, public service was a calling that I needed to fulfill. It was very important to me to do that. And so I think, given the fact that my Jewishness is the very essence of who I am, and when I take a step back and I think about it, being Jewish determined my values, my friends, my interests, my passions, my husband, the way I raise my children. It is the essence of who I am. Mm-hmm. And so I take it very seriously. I am very happy that I am Jewish, and I feel a sense of responsibility to be a very vocal part of my people. For generations, I would say for hundreds, if not thousands of years, Jews thought that if we stayed in the background and we were quiet and nobody would see where we were and they would leave us alone. Our history demonstrates that it doesn't matter how quiet we are or how innocuous we are, we are found and often harmed. So I believed that rather than being quiet and self-effacing, that I would be very outspoken and wear my Jewishness on my sleeve, which I do. There's no doubt in anybody's mind what I am and who I am. And it's important for me to demonstrate that and put that forward. I don't want any misunderstandings of where I'm coming from and why.